leading the meeting and kicking that off. It is now 10:02, so if we could get started with the agenda for Thursday, May 9th at 10 a.m. And Carrie?
Thanks, Lori. We're going to go around the room for roll call for all the people that are here that are present first, and then we'll go through the virtual. So, Amir, would you like to start?
Amir Bakshochi with MPO.
Pam Drock with the MPO.
Luke Hill with NDOT.
Shai Mamidala with Clark Dietz.
Thomas Witt, KYTC Central Office Planning.
Sayed Shuguzadeh with MPO. And Lori, that was me to nominate you. And that's what happened when you didn't show up. Usually people that they don't show up, they get nominated for a certain time, right?
Yeah.
Thanks for doing that, though.
Sure.
I'm Erin Schrieffer with the MPO.
Carrie Aiken with the MPO. And we have Lorenzo Marsh with the MPO as well. Now I will go through the people who are virtually on, and if you could say present when I call your name. Lori Van Hook from Evansville Trails.
Present.
Matt Hughes with KYTC District 2.
Present.
Mackenzie May with Evansville Trails.
Present.
Nick Hall with KYTC District 4.
Present.
Karen Brooks with Easter Seals. Is there anyone that I've missed? We are good.
Okay, so second item on our agenda is the approval of the minutes. Can I get a motion to approve in a second, please? Anyone?
Motion.
In a second?
Second.
Okay. Number three, old business, and I think that's Pam and NDOT. Pam?
Lori, I think we need to take a vote on that.
Yes, and yes, you're right. It's a little early yet. And all in favor of approving the minutes? Say aye.
Aye.
Any aye. Opposed? Okay. Number three, old business.
All right, I'll start with the City of Evansville projects. Walnut Street Phase 2, the Van Avenue speed table reconstruction is complete. The project is to be complete and completely open to the public by mid to late May. Walnut Street Phase 3, stormwater sewer installations continuing along the corridor from Kentucky Avenue to Denby Avenue. Moving on to Vandenberg County projects. Oak Hill Road from Eastwood to Millersburg Road. The contractor is staking and clearing for the utility relocations, and the water main relocation is underway. Oak Hill Road from Lynch Road to St. George. Hearing certification has been received from NDOT. The environmental document was resubmitted to NDOT after addressing some comments. 41 parcels are in appraising and the remainder, they're 25 in remainder, and they are in the appraising problem analysis or APA process. Wimberg Road Bridge, utility verification plans have been provided to the utilities. The consultant is working on stage one plan submittal. Warrick County Projects, Telephone Road. Utility relocation is underway in preparation for a letting. Epworth Road. The county has submitted a request to NDOT to phase the corridor project, with phase one to be from Tecumseh Drive north to tie into the State Road 66 improvements at Epworth, at the intersection of Epworth. And the phase two would be from 662 north to Tecumseh Drive. Oak Grove Road Phase 4 project. Topography survey is nearing completion. Subsurface utility engineering to begin in May, and the PE environmental tasks have been started. Moving to the City of Henderson projects, Green River Road Sidewalk Project. The right-of-way activities are complete, and the consultant is preparing the final bid documents for state submittal. They're still looking at targeting a summer of 2024 project letting. Wathen Lane, the construction has begun, and the contractor is installing the water main line and working on the grading along the corridor. And that's it for the local projects. I'll turn it over to NDOT.
Thanks, Pam. Starting off with the NDOT projects, State Road 66 at Epworth Road, R39921. The construction is ongoing, and that is expected to be completed by late summer, and that will be the first displaced left that will be completed. Going down to B42876, this is US 41 pedestrian walk at US 41 and Washington Avenue, and US 41 south of State Road 62 and 66. We are finalizing right-of-way acquisition. They're moving the crane to begin work on foundations on the west side of US 41. On R41410, US 41, north of State Road 66 and 62, Lloyd Expressway. This is pavement replacement. The contractor will finish installing temporary barrier wall. Milling will continue on northbound lanes, followed by concrete demo crew. And then the intersection improvements, R44898, State Road 66 and US 41. This is Van Avenue and Burkhart, Cross Point and Stockwell Road. Construction is set to begin at Van and Stockwell by July 1st of this summer. Going down the list to the intersection improvements are 42287, State Road 62 pedestrian walk, State Road 62 west of US 41 Chute Road, Rosenberger, Ingle Avenue. Project was awarded to Regal and EMB Joint Venture for $142,459,537.95. Asphalt was the winning pavement type. Pre-construction meeting was scheduled and took place May 2nd. Continuing on to Lynch Road, R39923. This is in process of changing letting dates due to technical services at NDOT wanting to add a right turn lane on Lynch Road. This is in the process of moving to a February 2028 letting. And then the next ones are R44013, intersection improvements at Bakey and Stockwell Road. Utility coordination and right-of-way acquisition is ongoing. Stage one plans are being designed. And then the last ones I'm going to mention are R44499. These are intersection improvements on US 41 at State Road 57 and St. George and at St. Petersburg. Kickoff meeting was held late last year. We are in early development for stage one plans. Utility coordination is ongoing and survey is about to be completed on DES 22,044. That is the one where we are in discussion with the airport to discuss right of way and parcels. And those are the updates from NDOT.
Okay, on to new business with 4A with Pam.
We have four amendments to the TIP to present to the group today for approval. The first one is to add a project at State Road 62 and Green River Road. It's an intersection improvement project. We're adding preliminary engineering in 2025. The next one is the completion of phase four of the Helpers Program. And the Helpers Program provides assistance to the local public agencies when they want to do studies and analysis. That project is being added, preliminary engineering in 2025, 26, 27, and in 28. The next project to add to the TIP is a Wart County project that received an award of funding. It's the Stanley Road Bridge over Wabash Erie Canal. The request is to add PE in 2025. And then the last project is a KYTC project on US 41 at Wolf Hills Road and Stratman Road. It's to convert the intersection to an R cut, adding the project for construction in fiscal year 2025.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve the improvement program amendments?
Motion to approve the amendment to the TIP.
A second? Karen, did you motion? Second?
Yes.
Okay, good. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. On to item B.
The MPO has processed several TIP modifications, and we are providing them to you just for informational purposes. They do not require any action. So on March 19th of this year, we revised funding on a contract that was already in the TIP. We added a DES number and funding to a project that was already in the TIP. And then two other contracts we kind of added to those projects, they're group projects, and they're both relating to signing improvements. And on April 18th of this year, we processed modifications, two of them where we moved a DES number from one contract to another contract. And then April 25th, we revised funding on the State Road 62 project, where we moved some construction funding from 2027 to 2024. Are there any questions about the modifications?
Okay, we're a quiet group today, don't we? All right, item C with Aaron.
In upcoming this July, we will be announcing a call for projects for our Indiana LPAs. This call will be for construction funding starting in fiscal years 2031 and beyond. I'm going to kind of quickly go through a few of the tweaks that we've made to the application process. This hasn't been a lot, but the biggest change to the application process this year is the format. In previous years, the application has been completed as a PDF form. This year, we're going to have the application as an online form to fill out. There's space for answers to be typed in. There's check boxes. There's also places to drag and drop or attach any requested files. And the application contains the same content as the previous application cycles, with the addition of new green infrastructure and safety questions. These questions will give LPAs the opportunity to explain what green infrastructure and safety features the proposed project will have, and that can potentially earn the project more points during the prioritization process. There's also an updated guidance document that explains the call for projects process, provides details on each section of the application, and also explains the prioritization process. That prioritization process is also mostly the same as the last several application cycles. There's just been a few small changes. The process is broken down into three sections. There's project elements, which provides points based on the physical aspects of the project. Project location, which provides points based on demographics, population, and employment data around the project. And project readiness, meaning points can be awarded for any phase of the planning process that is already complete. All of these prioritization measures are based on the goals and objectives from our most recent MTP 2050 to tie all of our planning efforts together. And again, this will be announced in July with all of this information.
Okay, so now we need an approval to update that application and the reference guide. We have a motion.
Motion.
Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
And any opposed? Okay. We can move on to item number five, other business. Is there any other business? Okay, any public comments regarding agenda items? Okay, so our upcoming dates for the policy meetings would be May 9th, July 11th, September 12th, and November 14th. Are we ready to adjourn? Anyone like to motion for that? It's like pulling teeth today.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for attending.
Thank you.
Thanks.